And it was a good day for the Atlantic Archery teams on a Saturday, a clean sweep after their own tournament. Coach Clint Rowland joining us, and Carter Schmidt, the senior on the team. And we'll talk to Carter here in just a little bit. But, boy, another good day for the Atlantic Archers, Coach Rowland. And let's talk about that meet as you topped the field in both the high school and middles.
Yeah, Tom, we did. The kids came together, put on a really good, smooth tournament. We had compliments from a lot of the schools and the towns around how smooth everything went. Flights took off on time. We actually got a few flights shot early, so we actually got out of there a few minutes early, which is always nice. But, yeah, our middle school, we talked, you know, the last couple weeks how they've been coming on and just steadily getting better and better. In the bullseye side of things, they came out and they shot themselves a 30-97, so they're right there where we want them to be at this point of the year. Shooting really well. Nottoway Valley, Creston, and Stillwell from Valley were right on their heels, but they pulled off the victory there with some really solid shooting. We had a couple boys finish in the top 10. We had Henry Rowland and Jacoby Wood. They both shot a 269 down at middle school level. It was a tie. They had the same number of 10s. The tiebreaker was in the nines category. Henry shot one more nine than Jacoby did, so he won the tiebreaker, and he took seventh place, where Jacoby took eighth. And we had a couple strong finishes in the girls, Rylan Martin and Lily Roerick, which we've talked about before. Those girls shot a 265 and 262. Really solid performance all the way around. The bottom side of that team, too, just like we said, is really starting to grow. There's going to be some exciting things in the next, you know, four or five meets with the middle school. I expect them to jump up, and I think they can be a top 12, top 15 school by the end of the year, and that's impressive. I mean, that's what we've always fought for in the middle school, because that sets our high school up to keep competing at the high level that we always have. And so, you know, Carter's been on some of those teams that, you know, finished in that top 12, top 13 in middle school, and then, you know, he helped finish on a state championship team. I mean, it's building that foundation, and so we look to have a great foundation in this group of kids also. So,
talk about the bullseye tournament now, and yeah. Let's go to the high school here, Coach, and you win that one too, 30-97 for the middle school, and talk about the high school now.
Yeah, we went into the high school, kind of a little funny story was there. We were looking around, coming through the tournament, we shot pretty well. We broke that 3,300 mark, which we've talked about. We were sitting at 33-12. Valley was sitting at 33-14. So we were 2 points behind them. Valley was done shooting. Carter's here with us. You'll get a chance to talk to him in a second. And I was walking across the catwalk with him, and I told him, well, you know, Carter, I'm going to put the pressure on you. I said, we're down by 2 points. We need three out of you to win this thing. And, you know, I'm putting all the pressure. You're the last card I got in the deck. You got to go out there and perform. And he kind of looked at me with that look like, oh, great, Coach, what do I have to shoot, you know? And I kind of chuckled with him. Carter, you know, he's been a 275 to 285 shooter pretty much his whole career. So all he needed to shoot was a 266 or better, and we had him beat, you know. So I told him the number, and he got a little smile on his face. And he goes, I got this, Coach. We got it. So he went out there and shot. He raced our team score to a 33-19, so we beat him by 5 points. So, you know, as we talked last week, Dana was always kind of been our anchor for us this year. Carter decided to take over the anchor role for us this year in this tournament. So, but, yeah, Valley finished with a 33-14, so five behind us. And then, you know, Diagonal and Creston was – right there, they're coming up. Orient and Christian Home Educators, they're really starting to move too. But that right there should lock this high school team into probably a top seven, top eight bid at the state tournament right now. So our seeding's going to be pretty nice to go on. We'll have a good opportunity to kind of pick the times we want to shoot. So this group is coming together. It's the seniors, you know, Carter's here with us. He's another one of my captains. The senior leadership on this team is excellent, like it's been in the past years. So it was a great performance. We had a little extra fun that day. Connor Johnson was our top male performer, shot a 287, took second place overall. Quentin Ballou, which is a kid from Valley. Connor and Quentin are actually really good friends. Connor wins by tiebreaker. Connor shot 20 tens. Quentin shot 19. And they were just joking around. We had a little time left off, and they were kind of just joking around together about, you know, it's not fair. It just goes by that. We should have a shoot-off. So we had a little time. So we did one arrow at 15 meters between them. I told him I can't go by the rules. The rules are still by 10. So Connor's getting second. But moral victory, we can go at. So they shot one arrow at 15 meters, closest to the dead center. And Connor beat him by about a half an inch. So Connor truly deserved that second place. But it was a fun little thing. You know, Hank then jumped in with the 283, took seventh place there. So, you know, our boys, once again, they came through for us really well. Lily Johnson took second place through tiebreaker with Lexi Henry out of Creston. And once again, Lily and Lexi are actually kind of friends. They've gotten to know each other for a few years shooting together. And so Lily had shot, and then she had to go to Dallas Center Grimes, and we told her, you know, she knew her first place was on the line. We told her she got beat by Lexi, and she's like, oh, great. She goes, how? And I said, well, by tiebreaker. And she actually said, that's great if I could be beat by anybody. You know, Lexi's a good girl. So, yeah, so they both shot a 281. Mariah Hadley came back, shot a 284, took third. Quincy Swartz, and she, you know, shot a 279, took fourth. We went farther down in there. Hallie Copeland again, 271 and eighth. So, you know, our females scored well in the top 10 for our high school. It's just showing what this team's going to do. We're starting to build at this point of the year, and we're going to get stronger as the year goes on. So, real good effort by our high school. So,
four in the top 10, that's pretty hard to beat, Coach. Well, let's go to the middle school 3D tournament here.
Yeah, that was a fun tournament itself. You know, it's kind of like I talked the other day, 3D is kind of where our wheelhouse is this year, it seems like, for the high school level. Middle school, I didn't know where they're going to be. I thought it was just going to be a good learning curve, but all of a sudden, the last couple weeks, this middle school has really, their practice has shown and taken off. And so the middle school jumped out to a 1583, and, you know, that's real close to where we're hoping someday to get a middle school shooting in that 1600 range. So we're 17 points from it right now. They just had a great performance. They won it. Nottoway Valley was almost, you know, 90 points below them. So, I mean, they really took charge of this tournament on the middle school side of it. Grant Petty shot a 268, which is great. And we know there's room for him to move up in there. He's done it before. Jacoby Wood took third place at 267 there for us. So there's a couple great shoots right there. 10th place, Wyatt Hoover jumped in at a 256. And so at middle school, those are really good numbers. On the female side of it, Lily Wilrick, a name we've already mentioned before, she won it for us, you know, on the individual side of it with a 268. Very strong showing. Rylan Martin, 260. Another great showing there at third place. So, you know, that middle school's really starting to show they can do something. And I think, you know, they're going to score well, I think, at the state tournament, too. They're starting to see themselves in a good position to go there. So, really strong effort, really proud of what they've done. And those kids are putting in a lot of hard work right now. So, and then we went on to the high school side of it. And, you know, last week we shot a 1670, and I was really impressed with that. And a lot of times you shoot a score like that, you drop for a couple weeks, and you come back up. This team didn't. They shot a 1667 again. So, I mean, we're 3 points off of last week, which is still one of the better shots in the state right now. So we're seeded real well. Valley shot a 1659, which is a great score too. So we just there was kind of another thing there. Valley had us beat by about 100 points. And Coach Bassler was giving him a bad time that, hey, we're gonna beat you here. We got you by 100. And I said, well, you know, my wheelhouse hasn't shot yet. I got four archers left to shoot that always score high for me. And he looked down through it and he said, oh, great. You got Connor, Carter, Mariah, and Hallie left to shoot. And I was like, yep. So he said, yeah, so those four all shot, and then that jumped us up 100 and some points. We went into 1667 there, so it really shows that, you know, we have a solid team there that should bode well come the end of the year. In the individual side of it, you know, Connor, he won that at a 284. He was very happy to win that. He was kind of disappointed in himself. He let one bad arrow fly. So he said, I should have been in the 290 range. But, you know, it happens. Hank shot a 281. He had a couple bad arrows, actually, I think, on the last target. Not bad for most people, but for him, he thought he could have got a few more points. But still came third at a 281, which is a great score, you know. Carter comes in, shoots a 279 for us, takes seventh place there. So we had some strong scoring in the boys' side. And once again, Hallie Copeland comes in. You know, she shoots the 280 and wins it on the girls' side. And Lily Johnson, for us, shot 277, took second place. So We had a good showing there. Mariah Hadley took 7th at a 266, and Quincy Sorensen, you know, took 8th at a 263. So there, once again, we had four girls in the top 10 again. So we're solid. We're strong at the top. We shouldn't be counted out by any team around. I mean, it's kind of what we said last year. We got a puncher's chance against anybody. And so we're going in with the same mentality this year. We got a puncher's chance against anybody. I mean, Prairie from Cedar Rapids out there is a strong team. But this year, they're looking at us, and I know that. So we feel confident the last 4 weeks here that we got going. I think the team's going to grow and just show how strong they really can be. So.